Today my talk is about starting with a book called The Healing Code by Alexander Lloyd. He says it's 6 minutes to heal the source of your health, success, or relationship issues. And it's all about moving stuck energy and changing old conditioning. And I discovered this book one weekend in October when I went to my friend Jeannie Morton's house for the weekend to go to an event called The Gathering, which is a Native American annual festival where Native Americans come from all over the country and celebrate together, and they have crafts and music and ceremonial dancing, and it's just a really great thing to attend. And when I walked into Jeannie's family room, the first thing that I happened to notice was on a shelf near her chair was this book, The Healing Code. And it immediately drew my attention, and I asked Jeannie if I could borrow it and read it. So later that night, I took it upstairs with me and started reading, and I ended up reading it until like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had my tablet with me, and I knew that I couldn't take the book with me when I left because she was also reading it. So I had my tablet out, and I was photographing some of the pages, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, duh, tablet, Kindle. So I immediately went on online and downloaded it onto Kindle so that I could take it home with me. So you can ask yourself, why was I so interested in a book called The Healing Code? And the reason for that was the year 2014 was one of the roughest years of my life. The entire year seemed like it was full of stress, anxiety, pain, and then finally grief. And my daughter made her transition in December of 2014. So by January, I was wiped out. I just was not myself. And I started having all kinds of physical conditions, which is just not me. You know, in the past, I'd hardly gone to doctors at all and, you know, just didn't do any of that stuff. I started seeing doctors, specialists. I had an MRI, I had a couple of CAT scans, I had a biopsy, I had blood tests. It just went on and on throughout the year, just one thing after another. And the truth is, not any of it healed anything. But I went through so much anxiety and fears and doubts, and I felt like my body was falling apart, and what, you know, is this it, you know, am I downhill from here on out? All of that was going on, and, you know, it's not that I wasn't working on things to get rid of all of that. I was meditating. I did the Abraham 30-day twice, which was great, but I still was having symptoms, and I still just didn't have that healthy feeling that I'd always had all of my life. So by the time I got to Jeannie's in October, I was just still going through all of that. And so when I saw this book, it's like, wow, this, you know, this may give me some relief or some help. And so I started reading it and started doing the processes that are in the book. So the book contains 7 secrets of health and prosperity, plus 2 truths. But I'll tell you my own secret. When I started reading the book, I read about the first 3 chapters, and that was it. I skipped over to how to do it. I didn't want all that in between, you know. I didn't want all the rest of it. I went right to the back, how you do it. Started doing the processes, and I did the processes probably intensely for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I never did read the rest of the book until after I said I was going to do this talk. And most of it I just read this last week. So if I sound unfamiliar with some of it, I am. But it worked. I mean, it really, as I said in the very beginning, it's all about, and you could use other things besides the healing code. This just happened to work for me at the time. But it's about unsticking stuck energy and changing old conditioning. And that's what really, really turned things around for me when I did that. Well, anyway, getting back to his secrets, he says, secret number one, there is one source of illness and disease. And he says, all illness and disease is caused by insufficient energy at a cellular level. And what causes this? Stress. The Centers for Disease Control say that 90% of all illness and disease is related to stress. And then there was a 1998 study from Stanford University that disagreed with the CDC and said it's more like 95 plus of all illness and disease is related to stress. He says stress can come from any situation or thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or anxious. There's a whole lot more, I think, depression, grief. There's all kinds of things that cause stress. And we all know about the fight or flight system that works good for us when we have an emergency and need it. But when we get in that fight or flight mode and it's continuous because of stress, it starts to wear our system down. You know, it can cause us to lower our immune system, and it can contribute to having illnesses and disease start to develop in our systems. So secret number two, stress is caused by an energy problem in the body. And he says energy is the quantum leap in understanding our world. And Albert Einstein, with his E equals MC square, that was the beginning of the quantum physics and saying that all matter is energy. Professor William Tiller from Stanford University, who was a Nobel Prize laureate, said, future medicine will be based on controlling energy in the body. And Dr. George Kreil, who made his transition in 1943, prior to that, he said, diseases are to be diagnosed and prevented via energy field assessment. Seems like the mainstream medical hasn't done much with that since 1943. All of your problems originate from something not physical. Energy is the ultimate form of healing. And the author, Alexander Lloyd, says, we believe that the energy frequency of pure love will heal anything, and that it may be the only power that will. The vibrational frequency of love is the ultimate healing resource. He states that all of the physical and non-physical problems, diseases, mental and emotional issues, the healing code does not treat any of these. None, never has, never will. The healing code only treats issues of the heart, which reduces or eliminates stress in the body. And secret number three, the issues of the heart control health. The cause of stress in your body is that cellular memory is stored in all of your cells. The basis of the healing codes is to heal cellular memories, those memories which are stored in all of your cells. And he says the frequency of love resides in us in every loving memory of our heart. So now he has a little exercise for us to do. Everyone, close your eyes and think about the most joyful, loving memory of your life. Take a moment to fully relive this memory with your eyes closed, calling it back into life again. What do you feel? Don't you feel good? Don't you re-experience, at least to some degree, the loving event, even if it occurred decades ago? Why does that happen? The instant you access and activate a loving memory, the frequency of love is transmitted throughout your body, and it has a corresponding physiological healing effect. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Does anybody want to share their feeling? Were you able to relive something that meant a lot to you?
Yeah. I had several things come up, and all of them involved laughter.
I'm a baby. Having a baby and suddenly feeling your heart grow three times its size. Oh!
The Institute of Heart Math has published studies indicating that activating these types of positive memories can actually have a healing effect on damaged DNA. And later on, I'm going to mention that again with some of Deepak Chopra's information on the changing DNA. In the same way that our loving memories transmit healing frequencies all over our bodies, painful, destructive, and distorted memories transmit frequencies that can cause illness and disease. Negative cellular memories resonate destructive energy frequencies and create stress in the body. In a 2004 landmark study reported that the healing control mechanism in the body may very well be its cellular memories, not only for humans, but for animals and plants. And they evidently did a lot of testing on that and found that this worked with plants, animals, and humans, which is really interesting. And they found that as the cell memories go, so goes the health. And secret number four, defragging the human heart drive. And he makes comparison between our cellular memories and the heart and computers. And he says, all memories are energy stored and recalled as images, and 90 to 95% of them are unconscious. So defrag your hard drive and change your life in the process. Secret number five, your antivirus program may be making you sick. Trauma memories become a stimulus response protective belief system. Basically, it's the instinct to seek pleasure and to avoid pain. Whenever something in our current circumstances occurs that the mind associates with a trauma, the original trauma is reactivated. And you may behave in a way that doesn't fit with the current circumstances without ever knowing why. Have you ever had that happen where you react to something and you wonder why you reacted that way and you really don't know, and could be based on something that you've stored from the past. I was thinking about this on the way here, and it's not exactly about healing, but you know how some people are afraid of snakes and they have an absolute fear or aversion to snakes? Well, I used to have a man that worked for me with doing landscape installation, and one October, we went into my tool shed, and we went in there to get tools to take out to a job. And at that time, the shed had a big shelf across the top up near the roof, and there were things stored there from the previous owner. Well, we walked into the shed, and there was hanging on the wall on a big nail was this black netting, and it had this snake all curved up in the netting, perfectly still. And this was October, was near Halloween, and I thought it was a decoration. I said, "Buck." I said, "Buck, is that real?" He says, "Nah, that's not real. That's Halloween decoration." I figured they had stored decorations up in this shelf, and it had fallen down and caught on the nail. Well, Buck just walked over, and he was going to take it off of the nail, and it moved. And it was this big, giant black snake, and it was all tangled up in this netting. Evidently, the netting had been up there. The snake had climbed up, got caught in it, and it fell and caught in the nail, and he couldn't get out.
Wow.
So he was all twisted in this. Well, Buck has a deathly fear of snakes. Talk about cellular, whether it's a cellular memory of an experience or it's a cellular memory of beliefs. Because I think a lot of this with the irrational type fears are belief systems of, you know, snakes are dangerous and so on and so forth. Was interesting because my reaction was just the opposite. I started laughing. I thought it was really funny. He took out of that shed, I mean, you never seen a man move so fast. He was out of that shed and he said, "I'm not coming back in there with that snake in there." So I just picked up a rake and with the handle, I caught it under the netting and just walked it slowly outside and walked out to the forest and just let the whole thing fall on the ground, and the snake just crawled away. And I thought it was interesting, our different reactions to, you know, and black snakes are perfectly harmless. In fact, they're really good to have in your yard. So I just thought that shows how, you know, trauma can trigger things. Like, he wasn't in danger in any way, shape, or form, but he had his immediate fear reaction was to run and get away from it. I have so many snake stories I could tell you from landscaping. Yeah, I know this is off subject a little bit. Let me share one more. When I first did landscaping, we were in Virginia Beach, and we used to do a lot of properties that were on the water, on the inlets or on the bay. Well, we had this one house that was on an inlet right behind the botanical gardens. And their backyard sloped down to the water. And she had a perennial bed that went from the house all the way down to the water. And she had a soaker hose in the flower bed. But we had this woman that worked for us. She also happened to be very accident prone. One time she ran a rider mower off the bulkhead into the water. And this time she was on her hands and knees and she was weeding in this bed, and she'd pick up the soaker hose and set it down, weed underneath and put it back. Well, she picked up the soaker hose and it moved in her hand and she screamed bloody murder. She threw the snake in one direction. She peed her pants and fell in the water. All at once. I mean, we laughed until, I mean, we were practically in tears. We laughed so hard. Anyway, that was, I just had to tell you that one. That was funny. Anyway, when we have these inappropriate responses to situations, and it could relate back to a stored trauma that we have, he says, these are the issues of the heart, and to your heart, they're happening right now. The unconscious mind greatly resists allowing these kinds of memories to be healed, because the unconscious mind makes an interpretation that it is unsafe for that memory to be healed, because the purpose of the memory is to protect the person from being hurt again. And then he lists the two truths that I mentioned earlier. To heal your problems, you have to heal the stress. To heal the stress, you have to heal your memories. And he says, based on our experience and research, we believe that healing these destructive energy patterns is precisely what a healing code does. And the news is even better than that. A healing code works without our having to be consciously aware of the destructive images, beliefs, thoughts, and feelings that are being healed. A healing code that works exclusively on the destructive memory pictures of the heart is able to heal the stress and the wrong beliefs that underlie the physical and non-physical problems in our lives. We may not be able to explain it fully yet, but we believe we know the nature of the seemingly miraculous healing energy that is accessed by a healing code. What is this amazing healing energy? Just as all colors of light are contained in pure white light, similarly, we believe that all virtues are contained in pure love. And he mentions the four healing centers in the body, and what I'd like to do is after our break is to actually do one of the healing code processes with everyone, so we'll go over it. But basically, he says the four healing centers. One is between the eyes and on the forehead. One is over the Adam's apple. And one is at the jawline, and one is just above the temple. So we'll get into more detail on that after the break. And this little sentence really resonated with what I was going through. He says, when doing the process, if you're feeling anxious about an upcoming medical test, you want to ask if you have ever felt that same kind of anxiety when you were younger, not whether you ever faced a medical test before. Go for the earliest memory that surfaces and focus on healing that first. I started doing the process, and then I would suddenly remember an old incident buried for years, and this whole process would bring it up. And the earliest one that I came up with, and when I did the process, it was for radiant health and well-being. That's what I wanted to restore, which I felt I had lost that feeling in my life. So that's what I was working toward. And as I did the process, what came up for me actually was a twofold thing. I was probably somewhere around 6 or 7 years old, and I was hospitalized for a couple of days. I think I had my tonsils and adenoids out, and I think in those days they kept you in the hospital a little longer than they do these days. And we had a pet dog named Blinky. She was a Cocker Spaniel that I dearly loved. And when I went into the hospital, the dog was fine, and when I came home, she had passed away. So I never got to say goodbye, never knew what happened. And somehow I buried all that. I hadn't thought of this in years. And this came up in the process, and I realized that in my lifetime, with my children, if I was away from home or away from my children, I always had a lot of anxiety about them being all right. And it never made sense to anybody else but me. I mean, I just thought that was part of being a mother, was, you know, I had a lot of worry. And then also with my pets, being away from my pets, like when I was with Maximus, I would be away for a week or two at a time in another state. I'd always be calling home, you know, how's my cat, how's my, you know, whatever. My grandson notices that with my two cats that I have now, that if I'm gone, you know, I'm always worried about them, making sure they're all right. And this really explained it, that this cellular memory that I had buried about I was gone for 2 days and my dog died. Mm-hmm. And that was never healed before. So, you know, that what's nice about the healing codes is it's not that it erases memories, but what it does is it flattens the energy of the experience once you are able to bring it up and see how it has affected your life. You can learn to let go of that. So that was one of the first ones that I had, was that was medical, but also about, you know, the anxiety and fear, with irrational, totally irrational to be that worried over not being there. It's like, if I'm there, they're all fine. If I leave, something's going to happen, you know. The house is going to burn down, or, you know, all of that stuff. So, and then as I continued to do the process, other things came up. And I think one of them that's really significant was back in the early 80s, I got an ear infection. I went to, one of the specialists for ears. And he told me that I had a tumor in my right ear. So he told me I needed surgery. And the surgery was, he would cut my ear and peel it back and go into my skull, because evidently what he said was this tumor was on the upside of the ear canal. And it was, you know, really a scary thing. And I didn't have health insurance at the time, and I told him there wasn't any way that I could do the surgery. So he said, well, come back in 6 months and let me check it again. Well, when I got back and told him I still didn't have insurance, he got real belligerent with me, and he said, you need to have this surgery done, because if you don't, this tumor is going to grow, it's going to wrap around your eardrum, and you're going to lose your hearing. Then it's going to go into your brain, and it's going to kill you. And you've got about 10 years, and this thing is going to kill you. And I left there in tears. My mom was waiting for me out in the car. I came out, and I was just a basket case. And So at that time, I was doing management consulting with doctors, and one of my chiropractic clients was Dr. Jack Kenley in Virginia Beach. I went to him and told him what had just happened, and he called the head of radiology at the hospital down there and sent me over, and they did detailed X-rays, MRIs, whatever it was he did of my ear. He said, there's nothing there. So you don't need to worry about that. There's nothing there. But you know, the seed was planted. And off and on for the next 10 years or so, periodically, I would go and have my ear checked. They never found anything. But that was there, that, you know, for a period, always wondering, is there something going on there that I don't know about? And that guy's diagnosis of me was really harmful. And, you know, I often wish I could go back and punch him in the nose. And I can relate that to what was going on last year, because the same thing was going on. The anxiety, the fear of unknown, and all of that. And yet nothing was wrong, and nothing was happening in my body last year, other than just I was showing up with symptoms, but there wasn't any illness or disease, just a lot of doctor medical stuff. So I think that impact from that doctor really came forward into my life and popped up in 2015 and made it like 10 times worse than it might have been if I hadn't had the previous experience. And that's kind of how this worked with me. I did the processes off and on for several weeks, and then I just kind of put it all away. And like I said, I never finished reading the book, but the thing really worked for me. I was real happy about it. So then my next step was, one of my favorite places is my local library. And my next book adventure was, I found one of Deepak Chopra's books called Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul. And this is where I found the terminology, moving stuck energy and changing old conditioning, which is exactly what the Healing Code does and what a lot of things do, but this happened to be, you know, one channel. And I really liked what he had to say in that book. He talks about the body's infinite capacity for change and renewal. And he says, how you invented yourself. He says, every skill you learn creates a new neural network in your brain. Every new thought creates a unique pattern of brain activity. Any change in mood is conveyed via messenger molecules to every part of the body, altering the basic chemical activity of each cell. Every time you exercise, you alter your skeleton and muscles. Every bite of food you eat alters your daily metabolism, electrolyte balance, and proportion of fat to muscle. Your sexual activity and the decision to reproduce affects your hormonal balance. The stress level to which you subject yourself raises and lowers your immune system. Every hour of total inactivity creates muscle atrophy. Your genes tune into your thoughts and emotions, and in mysterious ways they switch on and off according to your desires. Your immune system gets stronger or weaker in response to being in a loving or unloving relationship. Crises of grief, loss, and loneliness increase the risk of disease and shorten lifespan. Using your mind keeps your brain young. Not using your brain leads to its decline. And he says the difference between healthy and unhealthy energy can be summarized as follows. Healthy energy is flowing, flexible, dynamic, balanced, soft, associated with positive feelings. Unhealthy energy is stuck, frozen, rigid, brittle, hard, out of balance, and associated with negative emotions. You can bring healing to any aspect of your life by shifting an unhealthy energy state into a healthy one. And that's what they were talking about in the healing code. The distinction between physical and non-physical is no longer relevant. Every cell in your body knows what your brain is thinking, how your moods change, and where your deepest beliefs lie. As your awareness changes, your energy changes, and then your body changes. Then he talks about the Helsinki study. This was in Finland. They took a group of Finnish men who were at risk of heart attacks and heart disease, and they divided them into two groups. The first group they call the casual group, and these guys only saw a doctor once or twice a year for this five-year period. And they were advised to change their diet, to exercise, to stop smoking. And then in parentheses it said, not that they probably did because they never did before. And that was basically it with these guys. The other group were intensively watched over by doctors. They were tested. They were treated for high blood pressure and to lower their cholesterol. And at the end of this study, guess what? The casual group had a less mortality rate than the other one, and they had less heart attacks than the other group. So it's like, how come? And I thought it was interesting. A commenter on the study remarked, "It might be a health risk to constantly worry about your heart and see that worry reflected by a doctor you visit too often." I can relate to that. In fact, going back to what kind of came over from 2015, I was scheduled for surgery on February 3rd. Which I canceled, got rid of the doctor. Oh, and I forgot to mention, one doctor was absolutely sure that I had cancer. I never saw her again and never will. That's it, I'm done. So.
Mary Rose, it's almost quarter after 12.
Okay.
So if you could come to a conclusion.
Okay, sure. He does talk about how you can change your DNA. Things you can't change are eye color, hair, and skin. But all the rest of it, it reacts to your different lifestyles and things that you do. And in conclusion, I feel great. I have high energy. I've been working like a mad fiend. I have two truckloads of soil and compost at home, which I've been mixing together in wheelbarrows and hauling to containers and beds. And my sense of health is back, and I feel on top of the world. So that's it. Thanks very much.
And Mary Rose, you look fabulous.
Yes, absolutely.
Lots of energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, start.
Yeah.
The little card that I passed around, says radiant health and well-being. That was my topic. You can use any topic that fits, you know, what you'd like to work on. You can think of any issue in your life that you'd like to flatten the energy of. And even with the process, I basically put some of this into my own words. I'm using his words here. And it says, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to radiant health and well-being be found, opened, and healed by filling me with a light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased 100 times or more. So that's the little prayer that goes with it. And the instructions are to do the four healing places, and I'll go over that in a minute. He also says, it's helpful to rate how much discomfort you feel when thinking about your issue or problem on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the most discomfort, before doing the healing code. This is the best way to measure your progress as you see the discomfort level decrease until it reaches a 0 or a 1. Do the code in a quiet, private place where you can relax without distractions or interruptions. Here's the sequence. Rate the issue in terms of how much it bothers you, 0 to 10. Identify the feelings and or unhealthy beliefs related to your issue. Think back if there was another time in your life when you felt the same way, even if the circumstances were very different. We're looking for the same kind of feeling. Don't do a lot of digging. Just take a moment to ask yourself if there was another time in your life when you felt the same way you're feeling now. We're going for similarities in the feeling, not the circumstances. So that's his instructions on it. And the little diagram shows you the positions for doing the healing process. The first position is the bridge, and just hold your fingers together and keep them away. Don't touch your skin. Keep them away a few inches from the body. And he says in the book that it's similar to how spark plugs work in the car, where there's a flash of energy across an arc. And he says that this is how it works. So that's the first position. And so what you would do is you would hold your hand in that position and say your prayer. I pray that all known and unknown and so on. And then you hold it there for maybe 30 seconds or more. And then you go to the second position, which is over your Adam's apple, and then you would do the same thing. You would say the prayer again. And then the third position is with both hands over the jaw, the jawbone. And then the fourth position is above the temples. And that's the process.
I can't hear the noise.
So it's probably if you want to do the process now, or you just want to take this with you, whichever. You could write out whatever your own process is as far as what your issue is, like mine was radiant health and well-being, whatever you choose to work on. And then you would put that into your prayer and then work with that.
So we have time now. We have like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So we could do the process.
Sure. Would you all like to do that? Choose a process and go through it?
You didn't mention resting where your looks like it's touching.
Yeah, if you want to rest in between one from the other, I never did, but he shows, you know, that you can do the bridge and then you can rest until you do the next one. So
I can't imagine anybody in here doesn't want radiant health and well being. So maybe we could just all do that one together.
Sure.
Would that be all right?
And sure.
Lead us through it. He can always edit. But if you would just tell us what to do and read it, it would be nice to have it on the recording. I'm thinking if you just did it through the health
okay,
and well-being
sure.
one all the way through with
sure.
the instructions.
Is that all right with everyone? Okay, so we'll do. Radiant health and well-being. Okay. So now have you, the first is choose on the scale in your own mind where you are with that. So 0 to 10, 10 being the most discomfort. So wherever you are with radiant health and well-being, choose that, and then we'll start. So position number one is between the eyes and the bridge up here. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to radiant health and well-being be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And hold that position. Feel the energy flowing. Okay. And then we move to the second position, which is over the Adam's apple. You can do it with both hands or one. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to health, radiant health, and well-being be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I do the process. I also picture an arc like you talked about, the spark plug. Picture an arc between my my fingers and my body. Now, third position, open the jaw, both hands. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to radiant health and well-being be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And the last position is at the temples. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to radiant healing and well-being be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay. He suggests when you're working on a process, maybe doing that 3 times a day, and you can do it, each one of the steps you can do for a minute or 3 minutes each one, whatever feels comfortable for you. And Lavinia and I, Felicia and I were talking out with the coffee, and she reminded me about reframing. I was thinking about NLP, that NLP has processes similar, and I believe they call it reframing. And then I was also reminded that in Scientology, I used to work for a chiropractor that was really big in Scientology. He paid thousands of dollars to have the clearing processes that they do, which is basically clearing cellular memories. Mm-hmm. So this is a way to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to tell you on the website that they have, which is, let's see, I think I wrote it down here somewhere. It's thehealingcodes.com. For no cost, and you don't even have to sign in, they have three processes you can do. This is one. It's a questionnaire that you fill out, and they give you the results and show you where you stand with different issues. It's really interesting to do. One is the heart issues finder, one is the success issues finder, and the other is relationship issues finder. So those are all online, and they will give you results. In fact, it's when I did it, it was pages and pages of results with zero in on the areas that you most need to work on. So I find that that's really helpful.
And who wrote the book?
His name is Alexander Lloyd.
L-L-O-Y-D?
Just one L.
TheHealingCodes.com?
The address, the website.
Is it codes or codes? Let me look at the page just a second. TheHealingCodes with an S, .com. Although the book is called The Healing Code. There's what the book looks like.
Ooh, I like the heart.
I do too. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to get that book.
Alexander Lloyd, PhD, ND, with Ben Johnson, MD, DO, NMD.